From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, and we're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Charlie Pierce, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill gets into the rhyme sauce and starts speaking in limericks. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it's time for a game we're calling
SecretsOfTheAmazon.com.
This, of course, is the game where you have to guess what else was purchased by people who bought something on Amazon. Today, we're going to ask you about people who bought books by celebrities. Get your question right. There's one for each of you. You get a point. Roy, you're up first. According to Amazon, people who bought Justin Bieber's autobiography, First Step to Forever, also bought which of these?
The Cliff Notes Guide to Justin Bieber's Autobiography, First Step to Forever.
Or?
To Beeb or Not to Beeb, Justin Does Shakespeare.
Or?
A 10-yard roll of full strength, Justin Bieber duct tape.
I think actually he did to Beeb or not to Beeb. I don't know. To Beeb or not to Beeb.
No, actually it was the duct tape.
Oh.
Just the thing for the HVAC repairman Belieber in your life. Kerry, next one's for you. Actor and enigma James Franco recently wrote a book of short stories called Palo Alto. People who bought that also bought which of these?
The ultimate light-up flashing birthday tiara.
Or...
Francophone, speaking the language of James Franco.
Or
the 127 hours home game with giant boulder and hacksaw.
Okay. I'll take the tiara.
You're right. It was, in fact, the flashing birthday tiara. I don't know why. All right, Charlie. This last one is for you. Keith Richards wrote a children's book. It's called Gus and Me. He has no recollection of writing it. But people who bought Gus and Me also bought what?
Heroin.
An advice book called What Would Keith Richards Do?
Or
Rolling Stones Certified Kidney Stones.
Or
heroin.
I will go with the advice book.
You're right. It's called What Would Keith Richards Do? It's a charming book of anecdotes and quotes called Keithisms from the Rockstar. Very good. Thanks for playing SecretsOfTheAmazon.com.